Hey, Chicago, this is Tyler White, and you're listening to The Scotty K Show. Oh, yeah, baby.
Real popular guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Do you like being famous?
Absolutely. I love it when the fans come up and hug me and want pics. I mean, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, I think it's one of you bring a lot of smiles to people's faces. So it's cool to see them smiling back at you sometimes, I bet, right?
Absolutely. Always.
Is there any part of being famous that you could maybe want a little less of?
Well, I mean, I know it kind of raises a standard for you on how to behave and stuff for sure, but
sometimes the schedule, I'm sure, can be a little crazy too, right?
Yeah, it can.
But you and I actually have a lot in common. And so we both work with Autism Speaks. We're both
absolutely
into country music, and we're both DJs. We've done a lot of events and weddings, and you did some cool stuff at the Rodeo Houston, right?
Yes, sir. I sang and DJed at the Houston Rodeo. So how I got booked with that, I was emceeing a concert with a radio station in Houston, and then Holly, one of the directors, said we need to get him for the Sensory Awareness Day. So they booked me right there on the spot to DJ, and then when they found out I was making music, they wanted me to sing two originals. So I did the Junction stage, and then they're having me back next year, and they want me to sing all originals on a bigger stage. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be inside Reliant Stadium just yet, but probably a bigger stage than the slot I had. So I'm very excited about it and looking forward to heading back there.
That's very cool. And I like that you said just yet, because you know one day you will, right?
Yeah, I believe it'll happen.
Now, as a DJ, there's always a couple songs that you have in your back pocket that you know everybody's going to sing and dance to. Do you have a favorite one of those to drop just to get the energy high?
Well, definitely I love kicking things off with the Cupid Shuffle and Cha-Cha Slide. I always think that's the right songs to kick it off. And, you know, there's a lot of songs I know people are going to sing and dance to, yeah, from Backstreet Boys, Alan Jackson, NSYNC. I mean, there's so many, you know, people are going to get up and sing and dance too. So
you're naming all the right songs, Tyler. You're naming all the right things. That's fun. I want to talk about your new song coming out, man. That's so exciting.
Absolutely. So it'll be out Friday, and I'm singing at the Grand Ole Opry. Of course, the slogan, the catchphrase, "Oh yeah, baby," came from a stem of mine saying "Oh yeah" a lot on the show. I'm like, I need to add a little bit more pizzazz to it. So I started saying "Oh yeah, baby" in my videos, and then the more I kept saying it, the more I realized this ought to be a song. So I sat down with Drew Trosclair, Jeff Garrison, and Lee Thomas Miller, who's wrote with Brad Paisley, Trace Adkins, Jamie Johnson, Joe Nichols, Terry Clark, and name a few. And within 30 minutes to an hour, we had a song written and then had a demo within the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Wow. So less than 2 hours, you went in and wrote with those legends, and you came out with your hit song.
Absolutely. And I'm believing it's going to be number one for sure.
Yeah, I love that. When you write with and do writes with people, a lot of times they'll ask you a lot of questions, and you have to be really vulnerable and talk about your feelings a lot. What were some of the questions that you came into? What were some of the first questions that they asked you that you're like, oh, I'm going to have to tell you all everything about me?
Yes. So definitely, you know, when I write songs about Madison, I tell them, you know, what we like to do, what I love about her. And also there have been times I wrote a song about my daddy, you know, what he's taught about me, and wrote a song about Florida, what I love and what's so unique about it. I mean, that's one thing I love. I mean, getting to share my feelings to the rest of the world and getting to write those songs, and I'm getting to work with some of the best. I mean,
yeah,
you got Drew Trosclair, who I've written with the most. Of course, there's Lee Thomas Miller. There's also Andrew Millsap, who used to be part of Neon Union. I've also wrote with John Oates from Hall & Oates. And I've also wrote with Aaron Ratier, who won a Grammy for A Star Is Born, and wrote with Ella Langley, Riley Green, and Lainey Wilson. And then I also wrote with Tia Sillers, who wrote I Hope You Dance, Leanne Womack. So it's great working with the heavy hitters, for sure.
That is mind-blowing. Did you ever think that you'd be writing with some of those people?
I never would have imagined. I mean, I've always loved writing in high school, you know, doing those writer journals or writer's notebook, whatever you like to call it. But I never would have imagined I'd be writing a song. And, of course, my dad says I'd be good at it because I'd write long Facebook posts and how I'd write in school and stuff.
Your dad's a smart man, I feel like.
Yeah.
First, congratulations on the engagement.
Thank you.
Very cool. Are you planning your wedding now, or is that, are you taking some time to focus on the music?
Well, we've had to keep it a secret for 9 months because of television.
Right.
We're in the beginning stages now. We don't have a date just yet, but it's something we're working on for sure.
Was that hard to keep a secret?
Absolutely. I mean, I understand with it being TV, not wanting to spoil it for everybody, but when they finally said, okay, y'all can tell people, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, it's one of your happiest moments in your life, and you have to keep it all bottled in. You're like, I just want to tell the world.
Yeah.
So one of the things as a wedding DJ, and as a DJ, I think you know there's two different lists when it comes to music, right? So I want to know, what are a couple of your must plays at your wedding?
Well, we definitely have to have the Cupid Shuffle, Cha-Cha Slide, and some country music for slow dancing. You know, I'd even say do the Boot Scootin' Boogie. I mean, that's a fun song to play. And I've also played Copperhead Road a lot as a wedding DJ. So definitely those. And stuff that gets people singing and dancing throughout the night, I think those are stuff that I'd want played, because I know as a DJ, that's what a lot of people want played.
Yeah, you want people to have fun. What about the other important list always is the absolutely do not play this at my wedding. Do you have a couple of songs that you, I don't want it, this at my wedding?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I want a bunch of cussing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. Yeah, keep it clean.
That's really fun. Well, congratulations on the wedding, too. So I heard you have perfect pitch, too, right?
I do.
Now, does it work just with music, or can you, I know like Charlie Puth has done it where he taps a glass and you can hear the tone of the glass. Can you hear the tone of other things?
I don't really know, but definitely when it comes to song.
Give you a little test, and if it doesn't work, that's okay, too?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I really wanted to know if you could tell me the pitch that my dog barks at.
Okay.
Tell me if you can hear this.
Sounds a little bit like a C.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. I don't know if it is or not, but I'll let him know if he's going to sing a song. It has to be in the key of C.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Perfect.
I got some questions from people on Instagram. Can we run through a couple of those?
Absolutely.
Okay. If you can only keep one country artist for the rest of your life, who do you keep?
Alan Jackson, of course.
All right. What fast food restaurant has the best fries?
I'd say Chick-fil-A. I love their waffle fries.
Those are solid. What's the best song to drive in the car to?
I'd say Nothing But the Taillights, Clint Black, Kia G.
All right. What do you think the best country love song is?
In the key of A flat, I Love the Way You Love Me, John Michael Montgomery.
Great. They're coming with some good questions here. Do you have a favorite movie that you could watch 100 times and never get tired of?
I definitely say the Rocky movie, especially Rocky 2, 3, and 4.
Those are great movies. What do you think the best smell on earth is?
That's a good question. I'd probably say cinnamon rolls at an airport.
That is a great answer. What is your favorite celebrity? Who is your favorite celebrity that's not a singer?
Jeff Gordon, my favorite NASCAR driver.
Very good. And what's one thing you think everybody should experience once in their life?
That's a good question. I'd probably say falling in love.
Oh, this is such a sweet answer. Everybody uses a little love in their life, right?
That's right.
So when we, like I said, we both work with Autism Speaks, and one of the things we talk about with people in the community is acceptance. But what do you think acceptance looks like to you for the autism community?
I say just loving them and just being there for them and just accept them for who they are. I mean, that's one thing I've always loved about working with Autism Speaks, going all throughout Florida and Georgia, is just, you know, being an encouragement and inspiration to those.
It's cool to see the community that comes together to help each other out and support and give resources and just let you know you can do anything, you accomplish anything. And you're a living testament of that.
That's right. I mean, it's like I always say, with hard work, perseverance, determination, positive attitude, and faith in God, you can overcome any obstacle and do anything you set your mind to. And Madison and I, we pray that our love story inspires anybody on the autism spectrum that's looking for love, that it's absolutely possible to find love on the spectrum.
It is. And you're showing us that every minute that you live your life in such a positive way. So the ACM Awards are coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
Well, let's go through a couple of the categories. We'll do some ACM predictions for a couple of the big categories, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with the Male Artist of the Year. There's Luke Combs, Riley Green, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Zach Top.
I've got to go with Zach Top. I mean, he's starting to get hot. I mean, there's a lot of people that love his music, that he's bringing that old school feel. I think this is his year to win Male Vocalist.
All right. For the duos, Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Muscadine Bloodline and Thelma and James.
I think it's going to be Brooks and Dunn. I mean, they still can sell out a show. I mean, they've opened up for Morgan Wallen, and I think it's helping them. And I mean, whether it's with as an opening act for Morgan Wallen or just headlining their own show, they're still going to draw in a crowd. I mean, it's hard to beat Brooks and Dunn.
It is hard to beat Brooks and Dunn. All right, two more categories. The female artist of the year, Kelsea Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Miss Ella Langley, Megan Maroney, or Lainey Wilson.
I mean, I would be shocked if it wasn't Ella Langley. I mean, she has the momentum right now with Choose in Texas, Be Her. I mean, her songs is literally sweeping the top five charts in iTunes and just about everything. I mean, how can you not pick Ella Langley for that?
That's true. I like the way you think. Now, finally, the big one, the ACM Award for Entertainer of the Year, Tyler. Will it be Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, Megan Maroney, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, or Lainey Wilson?
Oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, you look at Morgan Wallen, I mean, he basically, a lot of people are calling him this generation's Garth Brooks. I mean, high energy, sellout shows. I mean, selling so fast, he's got to do an extra night, whatever city he's in. I mean, the fireworks. I mean, I think he could be it. I mean, Luke Combs about bringing the same energy as Morgan Wallen, I guess. And then Jelly Roll, I mean, he's on Star Search. And I think being on TV can help you, too. And then you also got Lainey. I mean, she's selling out shows. She's been on TV. She's got a documentary. She was in a movie, Reminders of Him. I mean, honestly, I think it's hard to pick. But if I had to pick one, I'd say probably Lainey because of her shows, TV, and movie. I mean, I think that's what the voters are looking at. How are you entertaining beyond an arena or stadium? And I think she's got the momentum.
Perfect. Yeah, those are great reasons. That's kind of one of the things they talk about the awards is why they say it's an honor to be nominated, because really any of these people could be named Entertainer of the Year, right?
Exactly.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. And Oh Yeah Baby comes out on Friday, huh?
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Oh Yeah Baby. Hey, Chicago, this is Tyler White, and you're listening to The Scotty K Show. Oh Yeah Baby.